He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. And this year, Arrowhead Update, Andy Reid had his usual Monday press conference this morning and gave some updates to both Dontari Poe and Josh Malgo. Moving forward, they'll be day by day. You have Jeremy Maclin and Mike DeVito with concussion, and concussions are very unpredictable. We don't know when they're going to be back. So with that in mind, who needs to step up in their place if they can't go moving into the Steelers on Sunday?
Yeah, the NFL isn't joking around with that anymore. They've got the concussion protocol they've got to go through. But what we saw in the game on Sunday, Nick Williams stepped up. He played around 28 snaps, the most extensive action he's seen all year. And we saw him be a part of a unit that did a really good job against Adrian Peterson in that Vikings running game. He finished with just 26 carries for 60 yards. That was the goal for the defense going into this game. Alan Bailey talked about it after the game, was to shut down Adrian Peterson in the running game. They did a really good job with that. And then Jeremy Maclin, if he misses any kind of time, that's going to be really tough because he's leading the Chiefs in most receiving categories. But we saw Albert Wilson make some big plays. We saw Chris Conley make a few plays. Saw a couple more plays that he'd like to make moving forward as well. But you look at what the Chiefs were able to do in the second half in the passing game, a lot of it had to do with the tight ends. They had 8 catches for 120 yards between the 3 tight ends. Demetrius Harris got in the mix. James O'Shaughnessy made a few plays. And then Travis Kelce had 5 catches for 88 yards, all of which came in the second half. So you look at the passing game, it's not just about the receivers. There's a lot of guys they can mix in. Chiefs do a phenomenal job with that 12 personnel set, getting those mismatches they're looking for with the athletic tight ends they've got.
That's right. Now, looking forward, the Chiefs, of course, coming off another disappointing loss, their 5th in the row. But Andy Reid this morning, I think it jumped out to me, was that he still feels confidence in this team, and I think that's important moving forward.
Yeah, you look at the games, and every NFL game, every loss, you can look and say it's a handful of plays. But the Chiefs are in these games, and that's why it's so frustrating that they're finding different ways to make a mistake here, a negative play here. It was penalties in the first half. They just couldn't get out of their own way. You wanted to see some fight from the team, and we saw the fight from the team. We saw from the offense, put up like 270 yards in the second half. They found the rhythm defensively. Again, talk about the front seven and what they were doing with Adrian Peterson, but what about Marcus Peters? That play Coach Reed talked about earlier today, being able to read that play where he got the interception, had the guy going deep, had his eyes on Teddy Bridgewater, and then cut underneath on the underneath route. And he said after the game that his mindset was, I've got to make a big play for my teammates.
Moving forward, the Chiefs will practice Wednesday. They'll practice Thursday and Friday, all headed into that game on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Stick with Chiefs.com all week for updates heading into that game. It's one they need, BJ.
There's no better time to pick up a dub than at home on Sunday against the Steelers at Arrowhead Stadium. I'm excited. Hopefully you're excited. You're going to get back on track this Sunday against the Steelers.
They need that step in the right direction. I think we all know that by this point. For BJ Kissel and Pete Sweeney, this has been your Arrowhead Update for Monday, October 19th.
65 toss power trap.